This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Our gardens support so much more than the plants and our bellies. They support wildlife we don't even see, including some we really don't want to see and some we wish weren't there. However, it's an ecosystem that relies on each other. Let's consider that term, ecosystem. What's the definition? The sort of simple explanation is a system or a group of interconnected elements formed by the interaction of a community of organisms with their environment. What that translates to is that plants, along with the animals and organisms in the soil, work together to form interconnections that sustain each other. When the ecosystem gets something foreign introduced, it messes up the symbiotic relationship. So, for instance, when a pesticide that's made to kill a lot of different kinds of insects gets introduced into the garden, it kills the good guys too, and that makes room for the bad bugs to come back stronger. So what's the point of this garden bite? Well, it's twofold. One is to be very considerate of the types of insecticides and herbicides you use when trying to get rid of those weeds and insects that are taking over parts of your landscape, and to think more about inviting the creatures and plants that are native to your region into your backyard or front yard or anywhere in your landscape. I have more information on gardenbite.com about the good bugs and how to find native plants to integrate into your landscape. Most of our landscapes are unbalanced. That's happened over a long period of time. So rather than place any blame, it makes a lot more sense to just move forward with the knowledge that we can take out some lawn and replace it with native grasses and flowers that attract pollinators and other insects and wildlife. We can skip some of the nasty insecticides and choose more ecosystem-friendly options. I have those on gardenbite.com. While I'm not a huge fan of snakes, they are good for the garden. And so are spiders and bats. Be sure to find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.